Good morning and welcome to The Early Tee, your daily look at golf and life from Stick and Hack. Hole 5 at the South Shore Country Club in Ingham, Massachusetts is an average par 4 at 385 yards from the back tees. The hole has a slight bend to the right, but not so much that you couldn't take a straight shot from tee to green. If you do try to shape your tee ball to match the fairway, be careful, the left to right doesn't get away from you. There's not a lot of room to bail before the trees come into play. About 7 miles away in Weymouth, the New England Wildlife Center has treated over 120,000 animals at its wildlife veterinarian hospital since opening in 1983. Last week, a greenskeeper from South Shore Country Club walked into the New England Wildlife Center holding a squirrel. Turns out the greenskeeper was doing work nearby when someone's tee shot on number 5 went rogue and knocked the furry friend out of a tree. According to Facebook posts from the Wildlife Center, thanks to the quick thinking and actions of the greenskeeper, the hospital was able to slow information in the squirrel's brain. They monitor the squirrel overnight and believe it will make a full recovery. We're not sure what a full recovery means for a squirrel, but this story does remind us that not all heroes wear capes. Now, the FYI. Today in 1975, Saturday Night Live premiered on NBC with George Carlin as the host. How did it begin? Back in 1974, Johnny Carson hosted The Tonight Show, and it was a huge moneymaker for NBC. At the time, the network aired reruns of the late-night talk show on the weekends. But according to AV Club, Carson requested that NBC save his reruns for his vacation days instead. To fill that weekend slot, NBC's then-director of Weekend Late Night, Dick Ebersol, teamed up with up-and-coming TV writer and producer Lorne Michaels and created what is now SNL. That's it for The Early Tee. Enjoy your day, or enjoy your round.